Although Hitler and Nazi Germany were defeated in May of 1945, the war in the Pacific would continue for another 3 months. It was clear that Japan was losing, but they would fight to the death to protect their homeland. In this gallery, you'll notice some of the planes that were used in the Pacific Theater, including the P-47D, one of the most famous planes in World War II, and the A-20G Havoc, a plane that lived up to its name by creating havoc and destruction on low-level strafing attacks, especially against Japanese shipping and airfields across the Southwest Pacific. But probably one of the most notable aircraft of the war was the B-29 Superfortress called Boxcar. While the Army, Navy, and Marines were planning an invasion of the Japanese homeland, a task that would likely cost hundreds of thousands of American lives, the American Air Forces were planning to deliver a new secret weapon. On August 9, 1945, the Boxcar dropped the Fat Man atomic bomb on Nagasaki, 3 days after the first atomic attack on Hiroshima. Soon thereafter, on September 2, 1945, General Douglas MacArthur received the surrender document aboard the battleship USS Missouri. World War II was officially over. However, the atomic age had just begun. If you're interested in hearing firsthand what it was like to be involved with flying a plane that carried an atomic bomb, visit the Kearney Auditorium portion of the PodMap and listen to Brigadier General Paul Tibbetts, Jr., the pilot of the Enola Gay, as he presents air power in World War II.